Dominic, this one came in from Andy John, who said, if a comet were heading toward the Earth, it's often stated that the worst thing that could happen would be to break it up into pieces, because then you would compound the problem. So what do you think? Is it better to blast apart an Earthbound impactor and then have lots of little bits to worry about? Or is it better to just, well, you know, it's coming, we can predict where it's probably going to hit, so we live with the consequences?
That's a serious question that NASA have been doing research into, and there are two approaches that you can take to avoid a comet from impacting the Earth. You can either give it a very small nudge and try and change its orbit so that it doesn't actually end up on a collision course with the Earth, but it skims past us. Or you can try and just blow the comet into smithereens so that none of those small pieces can cause very much damage. The problem is you need a very large explosion to break one of these comets apart. And if you, for example, fire a nuclear missile at a comet, then it's then going to become radioactive. And you may just end up with a lot of large fragments, each of which could wipe out a city of people and might be radioactive to boot. It really actually all depends how far away the comet is and how much warning we have and how much planning we can put into what the response would be.
We've heard from Mark Hampson via Facebook. NakedScientist.com/Facebook will take you to our Facebook page. He says, hi guys, I think it's not a good idea to blast it to pieces because the bits would break up and then they'd pound the Earth with lots of craters and rubbish. In other words, he's saying that there'd be a distributed attack more likely to hit where there are people. Andrew Reitemeyer says, depends on how big the resulting rubble is. If the individual pieces were small enough, then they would all burn up in the atmosphere. I prefer the idea of painting one part of it and then using the extra absorption of light to steer it away from a collision course. If we could convince some clever engineers to paint a logo on it, we could also get some multinational company sponsorship for the whole action too. That's a clever idea, using sunlight to push it.
Yeah, you'd need quite a lot of warning because that would be quite a slow way of deflecting the comet. One of the principal problems, we don't have a very good idea what comets are made of and how structurally sound they are. So in terms of firing something at them to try and break them apart, we don't really know how they would fragment.
The point about sunlight, though, just in case anyone doesn't believe that that's feasible, there is something called the YORP, Y-O-R-P effect, which is Yarkovsky-O'Keefe-Radziyevsky-Paddock effect, which is photon pressure. So when photons, light packets, hit a surface, they impart a nudge or some momentum to it, and it is capable of moving big objects given enough time, because there was some modelling done for the asteroid belt and a lot of the impactors that we think did away with the dinosaurs. You can retrace their history. They probably came out of the asteroid belt somewhere near Mars, and we think that some object got dislodged by the fact that you had this nudge from the pressure of light.
Yeah, and it's a very small effect, but the first detection of that was actually made only about 2 years ago, and there is an asteroid where it has been detected that the sun is putting pressure on it and putting it out.
Dominic, thank you very much. Hugh, you've passed me a note here about Barnes-Wallis. Tell me more. Is this in relation to the asteroid question?
Yeah, well, I'm not a great expert on asteroids, but one thing that Barnes-Wallis found out during World War II was that dropping 40 250-pound bombs was not going to blow up the dams of Germany. But dropping one bomb, which was 10,000 pounds, would. So it strikes me then by a similar argument that it's probably better to have 40 small asteroids than one big one.
But also building on the point that was made in the original question, which is that more likely they'll burn up in the atmosphere. Or no, Andrew Reitemeyer texted in, didn't he, and said they'll more likely burn up in the atmosphere. So even if we had smaller ones, then they would impact a smaller impact because they're going to burn up.
And some, of course, will quite possibly miss the Earth altogether.
Terrific.